Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Baba Kama, Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalet and Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Defan Reziva Gahagun, Bikar of Mamesh. And we continue talking about a craftsman who ruined something that he was supposed to be fixing and how much he has to pay. So the Mishnah tells us, Hanosin Semer Latzaba, a person gave wool to the dyer. He wants him to dye it a nice color. Megdichatu Yaira. And he burnt it in the vat that had the dye in it, set to too high of a temperature, and he put the wool inside and totally ruined it. So it's basically like stealing the wool, and therefore, Hanosin Loi Demet Samrai, the dyer, the craftsman, has to pay the guy the value of his wool. But it wasn't like that. This guy, the craftsman, the dyer, was told, please dye my wool purple. And he did so. However, tzvai kor, he dyed it an inferior quality dye. It was purple, but it was really poor quality. In this case, we say, yodei al tachtoina, the craftsman is at a disadvantage. And therefore, ima shevach yoser al yitzia, nosen al yoser al yitzia. If the shevach, the value that this wool went up because it was dyed, that's more than the actual cost of dyeing, that's the yitzia. So then the customer, the owner of the wool, only has to pay for the yitzia, the cost that it was to dye it. However, if the cost in dyeing it is more than the actual value went up, so then the customer only has to pay for the shavach because that's a lower value. What about the following case? The customer gave the wool to the dyer with instructions, I want you to dye it red, and he dyed it black. Or he said, I want you to dye it black, and he dyed it red. So here we have a machlekes. Rav Meir says, the craftsman just pays him for his wool. It's like he stole it. He's kind of bishinoi. He acquired it through the change he made. Instead of doing red, he did black or vice versa. And therefore, he just pays him for the value of the wool, and the craftsman gets to keep it. That's obviously if the customer doesn't want to pay full price. He does have the option of paying full price, but if he doesn't want to, so then he just gets the value of his wool back. Whereas Rabbi Huda says that no. In this case, we can ask the craftsman, since he changed, he did what he wasn't supposed to, we have the same din as in the previous stage in the Mishnah. If the shevach is more than the yitzia, no salon is a yitzia, so the customer just pays for the yitzia. If the yitzia is more than the shevach, no salon is a shevach, then he pays in the shevach. On to Mishnah Hey, going on to more cases of a gazlan. A person steals a shavapruta from his friend. It doesn't have to be only shavapruta, but it means as little as a shavapruta. Then he swore falsely to him that he didn't steal from him or that he already paid him back. Then he admitted on his own that he swore falsely. He has to go after him, meaning the gazlan has to go after the nigzel to repay him, even if the nigzel is all the way in Madai, which means he's really far away. The gazlan has to physically hand this money over to the nigzel, and that's based off of Joshua and Pasuk. And he's not allowed to give it to his son or his shliach to bring it to the nigzel for him. He physically has to go to the nigzel himself and give him the money. However, I will know some shliach bezdin, he is allowed to give it to shliach bezdin. V'meis, and if the nigzel dies, yachzor liyarshav, the gazlan has to return that money to the yarshim. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to talk about this with the Mishnah Vav and Zion. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.